On the wireless communication CD-ROM, our guest is Professor Frits Schouten with Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands and with Philips. He worked on a wireless communication project and invented dynamic frame length. Hello, Frits, what happened?
I started with some critique because I said the way you like to implement Aloha, you're implementing an unstable protocol. Because it's, at least from a mathematical point of view, when you have an infinite population, because of retransmissions in case of collisions, the amount of traffic always increases. Although in practical systems that are lightly loaded, the time to instability, mathematically computed, may be very large. I quantified this by considering a Markov model and computing from the transition matrix the time to instability. The way of doing this is by looking at the transition matrix, looking at the northwest corner of this transmission matrix, computing the largest eigenvalue of this submatrix, and from this largest eigenvalue, lambda, you can compute 1 over 1 minus lambda as the time to instability. Now, turns out that the time to instability is quite long, but it's very non-linear. That means if traffic gets a little bit higher, you suddenly get situations where in actual system you may see this avalanche effect of an ordinary Aloha protocol. So to make it more stable, we decided on some feedback mechanisms. Feedback mechanisms were known, but were not as convenient as the system which I call dynamic frame length Aloha, because we had some frame structure, and the idea by dynamic frame length Aloha is that there is a central station that each time when mobiles can register for a call tells out of how many time slots the mobile can choose.